Welcome to another teaching from City Life Church Wollongong. For more information about our church, log on to www.citylife.org.au.
So here on stage I've got a plant. Well, it was a plant. Maybe it's more accurate. This is our chili bush. You can tell because of all the chilies. Yeah, so we like spicy food and we like chilies. And we thought, well, we'll get a chili bush and put it in on our veranda and it'll be good. And that way we don't have to buy chilies from the shops. And, you know, we were well-intentioned about that. And here it is today. And for a while, it did really well because our next-door neighbor was really good at watering it. he had a whole herb garden growing in our, like, back, you know, in our apartment building back area, and he would water our chili bush, and I think, in fact, this is his pot, because we just had it in the one from the shop. Sadly, he moved, and so then our free horticulturalist moved, and then this is the state of our plant. It's pretty sad, isn't it? Yes, I'm sure there are some green thumbs out there who are, like, really offended at the state of this. I really apologize. But I want to talk about fruits of the Spirit, and the kids did a great job, and it sounds like they've been really memorizing that verse and talking about that, what that means. But I want to use this as an example, okay? Because there is so much fruit of the Spirit going on, right? On this plant. No, there's not. To talk about fruit and to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, yeah? So if you have your Bible, you can open it up to Galatians chapter 5. If you don't, then it's okay because the guy's read it out before. So this is a passage of Scripture that's talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And it says, and we're going to start in verse 19. It says, the acts of the sinful nature, they're obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. A whole list of bad things, yeah? I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to the Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So this is this great passage of Scripture where it's just talking about the fruit of a Spirit-filled life. Yeah? And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about planting the Spirit in our lives. Because this chili bush is not, when we focus on the fruit, you can see there's like one little dead chili there. Is chili a fruit? I don't even know. It is? I don't know. It grows on a tree. It'll do. We didn't have like an apple tree that I could bring in, so this will do. If all I'm worried about is, oh, well, what can I do to make this piece of fruit better? I'm going to fail, yeah? Like if what I do is like, well, maybe if I don't know, get like a red texter, I could make it look nice again. I don't know, something like that. But, you know, when I focus on the fruit, then I'm going to fail. And so often that's what we do, I think, when we come to this passage of Scripture. We get this list and we say, well, it's about, you know, kindness and goodness and joy and faithfulness and all of those things. And I look at it and I go, well, okay, there's a list of things that I need to try and do so I would be a good person. Has anybody done that? Just me? Okay, just me. I'll preach to myself then and you guys just chill. It's all right. The barbecue will happen soon. And we look at this thing as a shopping, like as a to-do list, yeah? This to-do list of things that if I can just do all the bits, then I will be okay. But that's not the whole point of this Scripture, yeah? Because when we make it a to-do list, it becomes about us instead of being about the Spirit of God in us. And what this passage is saying is that it's the fruit of the Spirit. It means that when I plant the Spirit in my life, when I put it into my heart and into my life, and when I water it, when I do the things that I am called to do, then the result will be the fruit. If we want to see chilies on this bush, now I think it's probably too late for this one. I'm not going to like go to Woolworths and buy some chilies and sticky tape them on and be like, sweet, we're all good. Yeah. We need to start over. We need to plan it well. We need to water it. We need to work on the soil and work on the roots so that we see the fruit come out. So this morning, because I usually speak at nighttime. It's really early. No, I'm just kidding. This morning, I want to talk about what we plant and what we water, yeah? Because it's what we plant and it's what we water that will grow. You know, I could have hoped and prayed that this would be apples, but it's not going to be because we planted a chili bush, yeah? Whatever we plant is what's going to come out. And that's why it says the acts of sinful nature are obvious. He gives this list of these things saying, if you plant the flesh, if you plant the sinful nature, then you're going to get out what you put in, yeah? But if you plant the Spirit, then you will get the Spirit come out and you will get the fruit of the Spirit. So what are we planting? You know, are we planting the Spirit of God that is reliant on His strength, that is empowered by His grace, that is dependent on God, yeah? That where we feed the Spirit and that's what we see? Or are we planting the sin nature? Now that's the flesh, and that's like a strange word and seems religious, but basically it's saying, you know, we can plant the things that are basically us ignoring God and us paying no attention to what He wants to do and trying to do it all ourselves and thinking that we know better, yeah? And if we plant that, then we will get what we get when we plant that, yeah? Yeah. Come to me to Acts chapter 1, if you've got your Bible here. And Jesus is talking to His disciples and He's just said, you know, the end of the Gospels, He said, go and make disciples. We know this passage. Maybe you know this passage. And it's this big command and it's kind of foundational to being a Christian is go and make disciples of all nations, yeah? And we talk about that a lot, which is good. But then in the start of Acts, Jesus actually tells His disciples not to go. Just bear with me. He says in Acts 1, verse 4, He says, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you've heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 8 it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You know, we have this command to go and to make disciples and to do what God has called us to do, and that is true and that is good and that is right, but we need to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are never supposed to try and grow the tree and the fruit by ourselves, amen? You know, we were not designed to do it by ourselves. Clearly, Mayor and I were not designed to grow this tree by ourselves, you know? If any volunteers to help us out, no, I'm just joking, you don't have to. We found them, it's pretty cheap to buy chilies anyway. And so I think that's part of our issue. We realized that we could buy a packet for a dollar from the Asian grocery store and it really is much easier. So anyway, that's an aside. You know, we try and follow this to-do list in Galatians 5, thinking that if I try hard enough, I'll see all of these things in my life. I'll be loving, I'll be joyful, I'll be patient, I'll be kind. But it's so hard to do, yeah? What we need is to plant the Spirit of God in our life, to wait for the Spirit. Jesus tells His disciples and He tells us, He says, wait for the Spirit of God, because when the Spirit comes on you, you will have power, yeah? And we need to know that it's not about what we can do, but it's about us receiving the grace and the Spirit and the power of God. Amen. You know, in John 14, Jesus is talking to His disciples and He says, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. And it says in verse 26, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I said to you, you know, Jesus is promising his Spirit, is promising the Holy Spirit to come and to empower us and to teach us and to remind us of those things. And that means that when I'm living with the strength of the Spirit in my life, I come to that point where I need some patience and I feel the Spirit remind my heart and remind my soul, you need to be patient right now, yeah? So it's not up to me just in my head thinking, oh, I need to be a nice person, yeah? Like being a Christian is not about trying really hard to be a nice person. Now, there are a lot of nice people who are far from God. It's not what it's about. It's about trusting God. It's about loving God. It's about having His Spirit in us that enables us and empowers us. Amen? So that when the Spirit of God is on us, then I can love. Then I can be kind because I am enabled by His Spirit. And that's why Jesus says, well, wait until I give you the Spirit. So then the verse in Galatians 5 is not a to-do list, but it's a promise. Yeah? It's a promise to me and it's a promise to you that if I would plant the Spirit of God in my life, then that's the fruit that I will see. Is that all right? Are you with me this morning? Good, good, good. So how do we do that? I want to kind of quickly talk this morning about how we can have the fruit of the Spirit, how we can grow the fruit of the Spirit in our life. Because if it's not about trying to skip to the end and just have the fruit, then we need to do the groundwork, yeah, to plant and to water. So I want to talk about what we plant and what we water, yeah? So what do you plant? You know, do you plant yourself or do you plant the Spirit of God? Yeah. Do we rely on ourselves or do we rely on the Spirit of God to speak into our hearts, yeah? And I think that we plant the Spirit by letting go and giving up on our own self and selfish ideas, yeah? You know, anytime we try and plan something by ourselves, it's not going to work. I don't know if you can see, you know, right in here, there's a little bit of green. What? Just in there, blah, blah. You can kind of just maybe see it. And you know, I was like excited. I was like, wow, yeah. And Maya says, that's a weed. It's like, oh. When we try and plant by ourselves, sometimes it might look good for a second. Yeah? It might look good for a minute. I might be able to get like 6 months or a year. You know, if I'm really trying my best, I can do all right for a little while. But then it starts to choke out the Spirit of God in my life. Yeah? And I start to realize that it's not growing the fruit of the Spirit, but this is just like a noxious weed that is actually killing the Spirit of God in my life, yeah? And killing the chili, well, it was probably dead already, but you know. You can't plant both. Yeah, you can't have both seeds in our lives. We can't say, yep, I want the fruits of the Spirit, but I'm going to plant selfishness. And I'm going to plant anger. And I'm going to plant greed. And I'm going to plant the things of this world. And I'm going to let the stuff that I think is so important in this world be the thing that I plant into my heart. We need to be careful what we plant into our hearts, yeah? What are the things that we're letting in? What are the things that we're watching, that we're letting sink into our hearts? The things that people say to us that we listen to? Are those the things that I am planting in my spirit or am I planting the Word of God in my heart? Because if I want the fruit of the Spirit, then I need to plant the Spirit. Does that make sense? So we need to start. I think we need to be really like aggressive about this. No, it says in Galatians 5, in verse 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. We need to kill the bad plants, yeah? We need to be aggressive with those things. I need to get in here and get this weed that, you know, is there and I need to rip it out. And I probably need to do better than this because that's just like this little bit, but I'm sure that it's gone in there pretty deep because the longer you leave it, the deeper it gets, yeah? We need to look into our hearts and examine our hearts and go, there's stuff that I've planted in there that's not good and I need to rip it out. crucify it, yeah? That's what the Bible is saying. Saying we need to put to death those things that are of the sin nature so that we can plant the Spirit. So if we want the fruit of the Spirit, if we want a life that is full of love and joy and peace and kindness and self-control and all of those things, which is what we are called to have and what God is promising us, yeah? We need to, I hope you understand this. This is not this list to make you feel guilty because sometimes you fail in these areas, yeah? But this is a promise that if we plant the Spirit of God, we will get the fruit of His Spirit in our life, amen? And He's saying, don't give up on planting the Word into your heart, because if you don't give up, if you plant it in there deep, if you get rid of the other stuff, then you'll see the fruit. And your life will be bigger and better and more amazing than anything that you could imagine, because you see the fruit of the Spirit of God start to come out, amen? Cool. So we need to kill the bad plants. And we need to ask for the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus is talking to His disciples. It's in Luke chapter 11. So if you've got your Bible, you can pull that open. And He says, "So I say to you," in verse 9, "ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Those who seek find. And to those who knock, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead?" We're watching this Luke Nguyen Vietnam thing yesterday. I don't know, he's a chef. And he went to this place. The guys are going to Vietnam. I totally forgot to pray for that at the start of the meeting, but we will. And he went to this place, and their specialty was snake. And oh man, it was messing me up. I don't even want to talk about it. It was gross. You know, I love Asian food, but this was like next level Asian food, and I'm not ready for that. So, you know, they were asking for a snake. But if your son asks for a fish, will you give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? It's as simple as asking. We don't ask enough, yeah? We ask God for a lot of things, but maybe we don't often ask for more of His Spirit. You know, I can ask God for blessing at work. I can ask Him for a pay rise. I can ask Him for a new car. I don't know what it is, but we pray for all sorts of stuff, yeah? But how often do I say, God, I just want more of Your Spirit. God, just plant Your Spirit in my life. And God's promise is that if we ask for it, we will receive. So let's not be shy in asking, yeah? Let's not be shy in saying, God, I need You to plant that into my heart, because I know that I can't do it by myself. Now, this chili bush is an example of what happens when it is left to itself. Yeah? We said, go and be free, chili bush. You're a big boy now. You have to fend for yourself. And it tried really hard and it failed. I don't know. We don't have conversations with plants. Maybe that's why it's dead. I don't know. You know, sometimes we're struggling through life and we're struggling and we're saying, I'm not seeing the fruit of the Spirit in my life. But how much time am I asking God to build it into my life, to plant it into my life? Yeah, how am I just, and it's a really simple prayer. It's just, God, give me more of Your Spirit. Fill me more, yeah? Really simple, really easy. It doesn't have to be this big deal, yeah? But it's just simply asking God to fill us with His Spirit, amen? So that's what you plant. The second thing I want to talk about is what you water and how you water it, yeah? Because like this plant, we need to water the Spirit of God in our life, yeah? There's no good planting it and walking away. You know, you come to church and, man, I just feel the Spirit of God on me and it was great and I feel excited and I'm pumped up and I'm ready, and then I'm going to spend the week just totally ignoring everything about God, yeah? Then I'm not watering the plant, you know? And so then something starts off okay. Like, this looked good when we got it home from the market, and it was green and there was already some chilies budding on it and it was great. But when you don't water it, it dies. And when we don't water the Spirit of God, then it dies. Like, God doesn't give up on you, but we give up on God so quickly and so easily. And then it just starts to die. The Spirit starts to die in our hearts, yeah? So we need to fill our heart with God and with His Spirit. And we need to keep on filling it. You know, we need to water it with good things, yeah? You know, I have this Coke here. Kids, can you see the Coke Zero? I don't know why we have Coke Zero. Love it. Well, do you think this chili bush will love it? Do you think it'll be good for the plant? Anyone? Yeah? I think it'll be pretty good for it, hey? Yeah. Look, it's already growing. I can see it instantly. Just is that good? No. Is that a good idea? Maybe that's why it's dead. Okay, I shouldn't have done that every day for the last 6 months. No. Would you pour Coke on a plant? No. You pour water on a plant, yeah? You give it water. And we need to pour and water our spirit with the right things. You know, sometimes we go, yes, I got the Spirit of God in me, but then I'm going to pour Coke on it. You know, it's going to be, I'm going to trust God, but I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to have faith, but I'm going to be mean. And we do these things that we think we're watering, but we're not watering the Spirit. We need to water with good things, yeah? Water with the Word of God, the promise of God. Get good teaching. Get into a life group and get that accountability where you can share with people and be encouraged and be built up. You know, be in worship. You know, it's not enough to get it once a week. If I water a plant once a week, it's going to die. Yeah? No, you're not a cactus. You need a lot of water. Does that make sense? Sometimes we think we're like a succulent. You know, watering me once a week is all I need. And then I'll go out into the sun and I'll be happy. But no, we're like a flower. I don't know. You guys, you can take offense to that or something, but pick a more masculine plant and just stick with that. You know, when you're not like a cactus that just needs watering once a week. So let's not be people who, when we think about our spirit and when we think about our soul, we think, well, probably just attending a church service once in a while will be enough for me. Because spirit needs water. Yeah. If we want to see God grow, if we want to see the fruit, if we want to see those promises in Galatians 5 come out, then we need to be watering it daily, amen? We need to be pouring in all the time those good things. So let's be careful with what we allow to water our heart, yeah? And let's do it every day. You know, we try to survive on such a little amount of water when God just wants to pour out his spirit. And we think, oh, I'm too busy to read the Bible today. Oh, it's hard to be disciplined on that. Yeah, sometimes, but God wants to pour his spirit out on us. Lavishly and overflowing, yeah? He wants to just give us more and more, and all he wants is that we would ask him for it, yeah? But sometimes we've got used to living on so little water that we don't even feel thirsty anymore, yeah? But we need to water our spirit daily with the presence of God, with the Word of God. Get that stuff into our heart, because if I want to see the fruit, then I need to water it, yeah? I need to water the plant. Let's not be content with just a little trickle every now and then, but let's be thirsty for the Spirit of God in our lives, yeah? I'm sure if our chili bush could talk, it would have been yelling at us and asking for water because it was dying. That's pretty, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's too late, I think, now, but yeah. And that's a bit sad for a chili bush, but you see the analogy, yeah? You know, we can be have a spirit that is dying, but we're not even asking for the water. And God just wants to pour it out on you. Amen? I want to finish with this passage. It's in Psalm 92. And it just says really simply in verse 13, I'm going to find it. I'll read from verse 12. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." This is a promise of God that if we would plant ourselves that we will flourish. So let's be people who are thirsty for God's Spirit, who want that water every day, who want to put the right things into our heart, but who know that if we plant ourselves and if we plant the Spirit into our hearts, then we will flourish. Not just kind of survive, but I will see the fruit, that I will still bear fruit in old age. Yeah? That no matter what is going on in my life, no matter what situation, no matter where I'm at, no matter where I'm going, that I will have fruit because I have planted myself in the house of God and the Spirit of God is in me and I water it. Amen? Amen. So that's just an encouragement this morning. I hope that you see it that way. And I hope that you can understand that passage in Galatians is not a to-do list of tasks that I have to try and do in my own strength, but it is a promise that if I would just plant the Spirit and I would water the Spirit, then I will see the fruit. Amen? Cool. Let's just pray about that. Maybe if you want more of the Spirit, we're just going to pray for that right now. And so I'd encourage you just to open your heart as we pray together. God, thank you so much for your Spirit on our lives. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that you want to pour out into us. God, we don't have to live on a little bit of water. We don't have to try and survive on just a little bit. But God, you want to pour out your Spirit on us. So God, this morning, we really want to open our hearts and just say, God, we're thirsty for more of you. We want to flourish. We want to be planted. We want to see the fruit of the Spirit grow out of our lives. So God, help us to plant the right things. Help us to water it daily. Help us to be with you and in your court and in your presence. God, pour out your Spirit on us more. God, we're asking you for more of your Spirit. We thank you that your word promises that if we ask, we will receive. So we ask right now. Thank you, God. Thank you. Jill's going to come up in a second, but before she does, I did forget to mention the Vietnam team, so I want to do that right now because I don't want to leave that. We've got a whole bunch of guys. Maybe if you're going next Sunday morning, you just stick your hand up quickly or something. There's a whole bunch. Woo! Give them a hand. who are going bright and early next Sunday morning. To Vietnam to be part of what is happening in Tam Loc and to be part of helping that community. It's a village and a community we've been partnering with for the last few years and it's really exciting to see things change. So they are doing that, so keep them in your prayers and your thoughts. If you know any good snake restaurants in Vietnam, make sure you let them know. But I just want to pray for them really quickly before we close. God, thank you for everything that you are doing, not just here, but around the world. Thank you that you are sending people from our church and our community into Vietnam and into Tam Loc. God, I pray that they would be a real blessing, that they would really move in your Spirit, that you would help them to be really sensitive to what you want to do. God, that they would really just bring strength and bring encouragement. God, help them to do the right things in the right way. And God, to really sow into that place. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you love Vietnam, that you love everybody in the world, God, and you have a plan for this trip. So God, I pray you would just pour out your Spirit always. Amen. Thanks, guys.
So while we stay in an attitude of prayer, Andrew was talking about the Spirit. It's not a list of you have to do this. And our whole Christian life, sometimes we get into the habit of thinking, we have to do this. We have to live by a list. We have to live by rules. And our life isn't living by a list and living by rules. It's living in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And as we live in the relationship of Jesus Christ, as we allow His Spirit to come in, just as Andrew said, then that's when we can live the way God's called us to live. And I want to give, as we always do every Sunday, an opportunity for people to ask Jesus to come into their life, to ask God to pour His Spirit in so that you can live the life that God's called you to live. So we're just going to pray together. So as we pray, just repeat after me. But in an attitude of prayer, if you want to give your life to God today, open your heart up to God, pray this prayer, and know that He will come and live within you by His Spirit. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your love for me. I thank you that Jesus died for me. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And I give my life to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And if you're here today and you've prayed that prayer, you've come with a friend or you've come with family, and you've prayed that prayer, you've asked God to come into your heart. We have a book here. It's about becoming a friend of Jesus. And these can be, if you see the welcome guys up the back, we have copies of these that you can take and you can work through together and read. They're just going through parts of the Bible to help you understand what it means to be a friend of Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this teaching from City Life Church. And why not join us on a Sunday? We hold multiple services around the Illawarra. For more information, go to www.citylife.org.au.